كلمتان خفيفتان على اللسان ثقيلتان في المسألة. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم. استغفر الله. First verse of Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Iqra, Bismi Rabbikal Ladhi Khalaq, Khalaqal Insana Min Alaq, Iqra wa Rabbukal Akram Alladhi 'Allama Bil Qalam, 'Allama Al Insana Ma Lam Ya'lam. He taught human being Ma Lam Ya'lam, what he doesn't know. What human being doesn't know? عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ. What he knows, he knows not. What he knows not. Means anything that is veiled from him. It is what he doesn't know. Anything is not veiled, he knows. 100 years ago, or 150 years ago, they didn't know about aeroplane. They say there is no such thing. So if someone can come up with such thing, they might say he is a heretic. 100 years ago, they didn't know about any rockets. If anyone say about a rocket, they say heretic. 60 years ago, they say there is no satellite. If anyone they come say there is a satellite that can broadcast from above this atmosphere, they say no, it's a heretic. Anything you don't know, Allah said, عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ. He taught the human being what he knows not. Means anything must be known. Means anything, because he said, عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ. He taught the human being what they didn't know. So everything you don't know. So he taught you everything. But what is that everything? Computers, if you say there was a computer 40 years ago, I remember first computer when I was in the university. In the 65-67, there was this huge, like this room, this with scarf that they put and they punch. And it was the first one in Lebanon, in the American University. Huge one. That huge one, that elephant, became an ant. And that ant makes more than the elephant can do. That laptop today knows more than that elephant computer that was before. Means don't look at the thing how it's small. Might be something that in your eye is nothing, knows more than him. That might be someone hidden. A person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him, a wali that Allah taught him, he is nothing in the eyes of people, but he knows more than everyone. Like this huge computer 60 years ago, 40 years ago, when I was still a student, 18 years of age. Bigger than this room, bigger than this machine. And they have to put cards and it goes all over the system. And then when they have to read it, they have to put these cards back. To store these cards was bigger than the computer itself. Now all that came into this laptop, and more than that laptop, this bulb, this smaller. And not only that, it has a telephone, it has a camera also in it, it has also a tape recorder. And later it's going to be a video stream, it's going to take videos. Why we say that this small bulb that I'm seeing in front of me here can do that, that the huge computer cannot do at that time, and why today we cannot accept a waliullah that he is not known by people, and we have to go and say, no, this one is wrong, and we are running to those people like elephants, like balloons, sitting on these chairs, and we say, these are the ones that they know nothing. They are retarded. Like computer. Now, anyone use this huge computer anymore? No. Awliyaullah are like that. Allah taught them. عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ. It's the first verse of Holy Quran, the first surah, the first ayah. He taught human beings what they know not. And what they know not, they don't know anything. So means he taught them at their level, depending on every person how much he can take. Normal people, he gave them normal knowledge. Academic people gave them academic knowledge. Scientists know people, he gave them science. Environmental people gave them environment. Coffee people gave them coffee to learn how to make coffee. Tea people gave them to do tea. And hidden people, وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. He gave them from his heavenly knowledge. Why we have to say no? When everyone become a person that he can admit and he can make himself to realize a self-realization of self, he can manifest in himself all these attributes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow on him for teaching him what he knows not. But you need that self-realization to know what is the capacity of your chip. Your chip. Do you have a very condensed chip that takes how many megabytes? Gigabytes? How many gigabytes? That chip is so small, but can carry millions of information. So self-realization can make you to condense, to punish yourself into the what Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in the hadith: "Man arifa nafsahu, faqad arifa rabbahu." Who knows himself knows his Lord. Means who realizes himself, how much himself is on the far from negative or positive, wherever it is standing, and begin to understand how to control that egoistic, challenging, rebellious animal that it is inside him. If he begins to control that, he can begin to destroy it slowly, slowly. And that chip what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has planted in his heart will appear, will blossom. And it begins to get that information from heaven, that receiver, that satellite or that dish, how much it is. Now today they speak more of how much you have memory in your computer. How much we have memory in our computers, in our heart and brain. And what is the evidence of that? That we have such memory and such in our brain and in our heart, how many information gigabytes we have. Because when you are from childhood to adulthood to elderly, how much information, how much every instant that your eyes open and see something, when you are seeing something, how many pictures in that second your eye has took inside and make it light to you back to see it? You ask an ophthalmologist, how many physicists, how many computer engineers? When you look at it from your eyes there, how many pictures in 1 second will come in order that you can see it moving? Certainly. If you age 70 years, multiply by 365, multiply by 24 hours, multiply by 60 minutes, multiply by 60 seconds, multiply by 30. That's the minimum he's saying. He doesn't know that it might be 1,000. Let's see the lowest, 30. How many billions of pictures were moving in your life? That's only the eye. What about wavelength or hearing? Every word you heard in your life is recorded in these gigabytes. How many voice you made speeches is recorded. How many you felt something through your hands or your body is recorded. How many hairs you have? All of your head, body are receivers. They receive information coming down. They receive these different wavelengths, like antenna. That's why Awliya Allah follow the Sunnah of Prophet to leave the beard, because the beard is the receiver of every good heavenly power that comes from heaven goes through the beard, the head of the beard. That's why it is for men, it is advisable to keep their beard, because they are the receivers of positive energy. Their hair in their head are receiver of negative energy. Opposite of the woman, the hair of their head receive positive energy. And that's why it is advisable and it is recommended for women to leave their hair long as much as they can. The Sunnah of Prophet ﷺ. If two women from the same age, from same knowledge, died at the same time, one has a longer hair, one has a shorter hair, the duty is to bury the first one with the longest hair, with respect to her Islam, Sharia laws. So all these in your life time, all these receivers of your body and your visions that you are seeing, all this, the evidence of their recording that they are recorded, and they are in a chip, and they are in gigabytes. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Allah said, whoever makes an atom of good, he will see good. Means every atom, every smallest, impossible, every smallest realization of yourself through the community or where you are living, you are seeing and you are hearing and you are sensing and you are walking and you are talking, is recorded. Anything good came out, it is recorded. Anything bad has come out, it's recorded. Even an atom. Atom is smaller than 13 pictures in a second. That's our computer engineer said. Allah is recording not 30 seconds, a picture of 30 seconds might be 1 million of a second. It's being taken by angels and recorded. Good or bad? So, self-understanding, to know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us in, and to realize the good and the bad, and to implement what Allah wants from us through understanding ourselves by controlling our bad desires and not letting ourselves to follow the bad desires, only letting ourselves to follow the good desires, it will end up in unveiling the veils that are very heavily being filled up your heart and your eyes and your vision and your sight and your hearing and your sensing. It will throw them out, and you will begin to understand. وَعَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ. You will understand to know what is the meaning of he taught human being what they know not. Because they know that he taught them everything. And that's why awliya Allah, like stars in dark nights, they know the heart. Prophet said, اتَّقُوا فِرَاسَةَ الْمُؤْمِنِ فَإِنَّهُ يَنْظُرُ بِنُورِهِ. Be aware of the vision of the believer, that see with Allah's power, Allah's sight. Allah gives him the sight, light, to see through that light. What is light? Means when you are in a dark tunnel, you need a flashlight. Then you can see. Allah, that is a physical light. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you a heavenly light by saying, اِنَّهُ فِرَاسَةَ الْمُؤْمِنِ فَإِنَّهُ يَنْظُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ. The moment is seeing through the light, Allah's light, means that heavenly flashlight that can illuminate everything in front of you. Your flashlight can illuminate 10 feet. There are flashlights can illuminate, can give you light to 100 feet. There are, then they have zooming on them. You widen it, it flash more. You condense it, it goes far. Then you have this huge spotlight they put in the evening, and you can see this light going in the sky. And then you have higher than that. And all these are human inventions, physical. What Allah says, I am giving to my mu'min, to my believer, a heavenly light. إِنَّهُ يَنْظُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ. He is looking, he is seeing, he is hearing with the light that Allah gives to him from his light. What you think is going to be that light? Is going to be a flashlight? A spotlight? It's going to be a sunlight, even higher than sun. Allah's light, Allah's light. فَإِنَّهُ يَنْظُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ. He's looking with that light. Means anything when he's, when you use, when the Allah's light follows you, supports you, you know everything. You become to know everything Allah wants you to know. And that's why he said, وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. When he polished himself, he created himself, when he threw the desire away, Allah gave him from his heavenly knowledge through that light. That's not any more gigabytes. Once you have more than gigabytes, DNA bytes. Allahu Akbar about DNA, what kind of lights they have, and bytes they have, and information they have. So all these recorded different wavelengths through all your physical senses that Allah gave to you, from eyes to ears to nose to smell to eating to drinking to touching to sensing, everything is recorded. How they bring it back? One button they press, all this information comes in front of you in judgment day. Not like here, information in the computer. No, it shows you a real image, a real like you, what you were doing physically. It appears another. As if you are your twin. As if you are seeing yourself there, you are doing it, and you are exposed. If you were doing something wrong, you will be exposed of that wrong that you are doing. May Allah protect us. That's where Shafa'at and Nabi comes. To protect you, to veil you from this bad situation. And if you were doing good, that you will, that vision, that like theater, that like everyone is seeing and say, oh, mashallah, look that one, you mind. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hide your mistake, bring up your good amal because of his shafa'ah. من الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه. Those who are, Allah gives them permission to make shafa. May Allah forgive us. May Allah protect us. Hurmat al-Habib, Hurmat al-Fatih.